Frank 1, blast 1. That is a fake kill. The balloon is completely on his out.
Hi, welcome back to Inside Four Walls. Sorry, I was just pulling a beard hair out of my coffee. And it's mine, I know, but I wasn't expecting to drink it. Now, welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I am Rose James Madison, and if you think that's a clown way to start, look at this shit. Now, I said yesterday, alright, I said that first balloon from China, I'm willing to bet was real, but everything else we've shot down after that is going to be either made by America, or it's not going to be Chinese spy-related. Not even a full 24 hours after I cracked that prediction, a weird fuck you I was right came out. And it's UFO shot down by $400,000 U.S. missile may have been a $12 hobby balloon. No, god damn it. No. No. Do you know how much money... one of the UFOs shot down last weekend by the U.S. Air Force was with a $400,000 missile may have simply been a $12 balloon belonging to an Illinois enthusiast club, a report said. And we'll look at these fucking vile fucking hobbyists, these fucking domestic terrorists. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. And I remember everyone, oh my god, man, they sent another spy balloon. I'm like, it's not a spy balloon. It is, man, how can you say it's not? I'm like, because the first one was a spy balloon. We don't even really have pictures of any of these other things that they're shooting now. We just have the government's fucking word. Oh, you don't believe the government? Absolutely not. God, you sound vaccinated. Not you guys, but some of the people around me. I'm just like, that first one, yeah, I'm a little bit worried about it, and I'm alarmed that they didn't shoot it down sooner. But anything after that, man, they're just using this fear-mongering to try and stoke a full, you know, let's go to war kind of mentality. You know, the Ukraine thing's not selling it as hard as it used to with the U.S., so now we got to try to do aliens and Chinese spy balloons and shit. And I was like, yeah, you know, only the first one, but here we are. Poor fucking kids. I feel bad for this club. They're pretty young. We'll get into it. They're like a fucking high school and freshman college group of people. Amateur balloonists. Is that what they're called? Balloonists? I'm not looking it up on DeviantArt. An amateur balloonist group from Illinois said small balloon last reported over Alaska missing in action. By Kristen Fisher from CNN. An Illinois-based club of amateur balloonists. Balloonist. What a weird word. Says one of its small balloons is, quote, missing in action after last reported its location over Alaska on Saturday. The same day, the U.S. military shot down an unidentified object in the same region. While the Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade, BBBB, or the NIBBBB, has not blamed the U.S. government for taking out, well, oh no, our $12. U.S. government. Oh no, my $400,000. Fuck. Shitting me. The government for taking out its 32-inch wide Pico balloons. Hold on. Here you go. Here's a Pico balloon. I was curious what it is. There you go. Aw, it's cute. Oh, it's adorable. You know what? This is like the type of spy balloon that Canada would have, isn't it? The U.S. gets this big fucking 2,000-pound one. Canada gets this little fucking doop-de-doop. That's hilarious. Oh, look at that. Somebody made me a thumbnail. How generous of them. I usually make my own thumbnails, full disclosure. The group of hobbyists notes in a post that it belongs... on its blog, my apologies, that its last transmission near a small island off the west coast of Alaska occurred after the balloon had been airborne for more than 4 months and carried circled the globe 7 times. Quote, Pico balloon K9Y0 last reported on February 11th at 048 Zulu near Hagmeister Island after 123 days and 18 hours of flight. The NIBBB blog post dated February 14th states CNN attempts to reach the NIBBB have been unsuccessful. Northern American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, deferred questions to the National Security Council for identification of the objects and had no additional information, according to a spokeswoman for the U.S. Northern Command and NORAD. CNN has reached out to the NSC for comment. Yeah, by the way, remember, Trudeau came out and was like, thank you, brave Americans, for protecting our sovereign airspace. It'd be really funny. Like, imagine some Thanksgiving Day parade balloon goes awry and floats away. And just, you know, U.S. military and, like, Canada responds by shooting down a giant Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Would you hold it past this fucking simulation? I wouldn't. Earlier in the day, President Joe Biden delivered his first public remarks on the topic, and ignore the train situation, by the way, and acknowledge that, quote, the intelligence community community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions. Pico ballooning combines high altitude balloons with amateur or ham radios. Quote, we sent a small transmitter with a GPS tracking and antenna on a balloon filled with hydrogen, raise it to 47,000 feet, and traveling with the speed of a jet stream, the NIBBBB website explains. The NIBBB says its members, ranging from kids to adults, are responsible for launching more than 25 balloons since the group's inception in June 2021. Quote, six ended up in trees. We found and fixed for that. Six balloons never said hello. We think we have a fix for that. And we had eight balloons that traveled the United States. We had nine balloons that left the United States, and we had three balloons that almost made it around the world. We have two balloons flying around the world, the group said on its website. It remains to be seen where Pico Balloons K9YO will be found. They're not going to go looking for it. RIP. No comments? No comments. Now let's move over here to Timcast's website. I know, have all the yucks in the comments you want. Senator Ted Cruz, blast Biden over a report that $400,000 missile may have been used to shoot down $12 hobby weather balloon. That's fucking funny. Published February 17th, 2023, and it is currently February 17th, so look at that. Senator Ted Cruz has taken a jab at President Joe Biden after over allegations that a $400,000 missile was shot from a $200 million F-22 fighter jet may have been used to shoot down a $12 hobby weather balloon. The Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade, the NIBBB, has claimed that their Pico balloon has been floating over the area of Alaska where the balloon was shot down, but has since gone missing. That's funny. The Hobbyist Club balloons were last reported at 38,910 feet on February 10th, off the west coast of Alaska, the same day that an unidentified object was shot down in the area. In response to the reports, Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, a tiny little face like a bowling ball, quote, Biden let an actual Chinese spy balloon cross 200,000 miles across American airspace untouched. Now he fakes being the tough guy by shooting down a $12 science project from the, quote, I kid you not, Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade, along with clown world emojis. Yeah. And the tweet here from Ted Cruz says, to be fair, Biden is providing powerful deterrence for any high school science clubs that may try invading America. Goddamn right. There will be no Wolverines today. Senator Cruz quoted the tweet, and added, quote, to be fair, Biden's proving is providing a powerful deterrence for any high school science, any high school science clubs that might try to invade America. I didn't know they still have science club in high school. While there is no proof that Biden had a Pico balloon shot down, there is evidence, the evidence is compelling. Quote, I tried contacting, Quote, I tried contacting our military and the FBI and just got the runaround. To try to enlighten them on what a lot of these things probably are, and they are going to look not too intelligent to be shooting them down. Ron Meadows, the founder of Science Balloon Solutions, SBS, a Silicon Valley company that makes purpose-built Pico balloons for hobbyists, educators, and scientists, told Aviation Week. The report explained that the description... God, I just had a thought. You know, like, I'll be reading a small article, and a lot of the names on the article, you know, will just be random names tied to the story. And then I'll be, like, 5 months later down the road, reading an article, and it will somehow connect to the one I was reading that had no connections to anything whatsoever. And just watch Homie's fucking Science Balloon Solutions and become a big deal in the future. Mark my fucking words. Just had the weirdest feeling I'm going to be dealing with, reading a lot more about this company in the coming weeks. Let's move on. The report explained that the description of the three unidentified projects that have been shot down since a Chinese spy balloon was allowed to hover across the country. Look at they said that, allowed. All across the country, all match the, quote, shapes, altitudes, and payloads of small Pico balloons, which can usually be purchased for $12 to $180 each. I should get, like, one of the middle-range ones for, like, $50 and launch it, and then just keep an eye on it, see if it gets shot down. I should. Be fun. Be good for the news. Be good for the show. Might do it. Worst case scenario, I get some cool content where I just have a balloon traveling. We can just add that to part of the show or show you where the balloon is today. The Pico balloon community is nervous about the negative attention by some members of Congress and the White House who have called the object shot down at altitudes of 20,000 to 40,000 feet dangerous to civil aviation, the report added. That is really funny. I just thought I'd start off today's story a little lighthearted, a little humorous. So, yeah. And how long do we find out that, again, the rest of these balloons shot down after the first Chinese spy balloon are all bullshit. Completely bullshit and have nothing to do with this whatsoever. But that being said, let's go look at these dangerous masterminds real quick. Here they are. Yeah, folks. This is right here, folks. Look at the fucking faces of your dangerous Illinois mastermind balloon brigades. Look at them. Look at them. They got their fucking Power Rangers guy right here giving them the lowdown on where this dangerous device of fucking this weapon of mass weather surveillance should be going. Wah. All right, guys. That's enough for me today, for this episode at least. I have another episode coming up. We're going to be doing an episode about Ohio and the derailed train. Hopefully get some more out because it's 12:19. I leave at like 3. Got a state convention I have to be at. By 5. So I'll catch y'all later. Deuce.